This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Turkey as he pushes U.S. support for a humanitarian pause to the fighting in Gaza and to deter Iranian-backed militia groups from getting involved in the fighting. So far, no humanitarian pause has been brokered, as Israel says it will not stop until all hostages held by Hamas are released. A possible boost to global financial markets, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese meeting with Chinese leader in Shanghai on trade talks.
It was an opportunity for us to renew the relationship that we started when we met together in Jakarta and then had a less formal meeting during the G20 in New Delhi.
Chinese officials say a trade deal will expand market access and imports. Most of the Republican presidential field gathering in Kissimmee, Florida, Saturday night, including frontrunner Donald Trump, who criticized his four criminal indictments during his address to conservative voters. This is ABC News. A Pennsylvania woman says she and her son wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the help of three strangers on the side of a highway this week.
Janilsa Ramos says her car made a noise and started shaking Tuesday in Norristown, Pennsylvania, so she pulled over. Three young men driving in the opposite direction saw what was wrong. Jimmy Staper was one of them.
She had no idea that her car was on fire.
His friend John Laughlin.
She opened up the back door, I seen a baby seat and a kid, and it really hit different then.
Ramos says about 30 seconds after she and her three-year-old exited, the car was engulfed in flames.
If it wasn't for them, I don't know if we would be here.
Ramos now without a car, the three men now planning to raise money to help her replace it. Dave Packer, ABC News.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen offering an update on Ukraine's possible admission to the European Union. Von der Leyen says Ukraine is making progress as it works to meet economic, legal, and other criteria to join the 27-member bloc. The country applied to join the EU shortly after Russia's invasion began last year. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Got a pretty cool rocking show for you. Let's kick it off with a double dip of Rogue Rat. His drag strip queen is Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
A dusty gym looks that kill. With wicked curves you built to thrill. She runs hot, highly modified. Ask all the boys, she's fun to ride. We'll be right back.
Saint Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is a double dip of Rogue Rat to kick off Heavy on this Saturday night. Pawn in the Hand, Drag Strip Queen before that. Rogue Rat is part of a show coming up at the Red Rooster next weekend that we're going to be talking about tonight. It's Scorpio Fest, and our good friend Trevor Reed, he is going to join me on the show tonight. Get on the phone, and gosh, I haven't seen or talked to Trevor in eons, so I'm looking forward to having a chat with Trevor. We'll tell you all about Scorpio Fest happening next Saturday at the Red Rooster, the full lineup and all the details. Stick around for that. Plus, later on tonight, we'll have Essential Last Crack, and there's another show at the High Noon Saloon next weekend that I'll be telling you about as well. In the music world, we got brand new music from Summer Souls. We'll do some new Mickey Sunshine and some Fiberweed before the half hour is over. Right now, let's do another band is playing Scorpio Fest at the Red Rooster next Saturday. It's the Skin Tones and H-Bomb.
Now then, Dimitri, you know how we've always talked about the possibility of something going wrong with the bomb. The bomb, Dimitri. The hydrogen bomb.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Yeah.
brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you hope for change?